Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome, everybody, to a breaking news edition of the Junkyard Dogcast. I'm Jordan Hill. I've got Kip Adams with me today. Let's just jump right into it, Kip. We are recording. It's a little after 3:45 at 12:16 p.m. Eastern Time today. Five-star quarterback Arch Manning announced he is committing to the Texas Longhorns. Arch chooses Texas over Georgia as well as Alabama. Let's just jump right into it, Kip. What was your immediate reaction when you heard the news that Arch is headed to Austin?
I didn't think this would happen any other way. A Twitter account that has over 30,000 followers. I don't know how many he gained or lost today. I know it was 35,000 last I checked, but no tweets. So we have our first tweet from Arch being the fact that he was committing to the University of Texas with a Hokum hashtag and a photo of him. That about sums it up for Arch Manning's recruitment. And honestly, just sums up why there weren't really a lot of crystal ball picks in for him in his recruitment. A lot of the quotes attributed to his various visits were from his high school head coach. You know, Arch, I'll just use the term savvy. I mean, he was savvy to allow that to happen. I mean, just not really a lot to say. He's not going to speak ill of any of the schools recruiting him. In fact, that, you know, positive quotes from whenever he did speak to reporters on the various schools recruiting him, but it just, he was not going to try and stay in the limelight any more than he needed to, because it's not really something that Arch Manning, he needs. The branding is already there. Obviously the name is already there. So, I mean, we knew that Georgia was in his recruitment, but we also knew Texas was right there. So it's not a surprising how it went down. It's not surprising the fact that it was Texas, because it was back and forth between those two. And I believe that both programs were seriously considered. So, I mean, I think for Georgia, it made sense for them to, if they're going to go all in on a quarterback this cycle, to go all in an Arch, and they got to the final two. Means nothing really in recruiting unless, for some reason he goes to the transfer portal, then it might mean everything. But as of now, you know, Georgia is without a quarterback for the 2023 cycle. And like I said, they gave it their best shot and came up short.
Yeah, I kind of wanted to talk on that point, Kip, which I wrote this afternoon. I wrote a column just talking about the decision and really the standpoint of Georgia. You know, I know people are frustrated. You know, all along the commitment or the recruitment of Arch Manning, there were people who, you know, understandably would kind of say Georgia doesn't have a chance, or Georgia, you know, oh, he's not going to come to Georgia. And I think based on everything we heard, everything we saw, and what we got to hear, you know, through Arch Manning's high school coach, I think Georgia was really considered. I think Georgia was an option, considered a viable option for Arch. And in the end, he didn't wind up choosing Georgia. But I think that what I wrote today was just saying that it was still worthwhile for Georgia to chase him. I mean, he's five-star, number one player in this class. You know, something that Kirby Smart has talked about. And going back to SEC spring meetings, you know, Paul Feinbaum brought up the offense and was like talking about wanting it to be more explosive if Kirby wanted it. And Kirby kind of pushed back and was like, it's already pretty explosive. I mean, they put up, I think, like 38 points per game last year. You know, there's still that perception that Georgia doesn't know what it's doing with its quarterbacks. Whether that's fair or not, which is what I kind of hit on, you know, that perception is there. But I think the fact that they got this far down the line with Arch and was really considered an option for him, I mean, I think it says that people see that Georgia is a place where a quarterback can go and thrive. I think, you know, looking at the fact that they locked up Todd Monken this offseason and said, hey, we're going to give you a raise. We want to keep this going as far as the offense. I get if you're a Georgia fan being really disappointed they didn't get Arch. I mean, you see how talented he is. The name alone, you know, you got to feel pretty good based on that pedigree and the success they've had. But, you know, this is not going to be the last quarterback that Georgia ever, ever strikes out on. The thing that I kind of ended the column today on was something that Kirby said way back in February 2016. This was his first signing day. He said, you know, to land two guys basically at any position, you're going to strike out on 10. You're not going to get everybody. But I think the fact that they got that close and made it a tough decision based on everything we saw, I think it speaks volumes just for what can happen. And the fact that I think they'll get a good quarterback and they'll be able to add talent to a room that's got talent in it right now. We'll kind of talk about that. Shout out to Zachary Whitfield. Where does Georgia go from here? I want your perspective, Kip, on just what you think right now. Obviously, they pretty much went all in on Arch being the guy in 2023. There were other guys. I think in total they have offered 12 quarterbacks in this class. Obviously, an offer to one guy doesn't necessarily mean the same to another guy. But what do you see from going from this point forward? Now they know that Arch is headed to Texas. What might happen next for Georgia?
Yeah, and just to touch back on what you said, I mean, if you're going to lose a quarterback battle, you know, Todd Monken obviously impressed Arch and his family, as did Buster Faulkner, the assistant at Georgia. But Steve Sarkisian, I think it goes without saying just what he's done at the quarterback position, you know, going back to Matt Leiner, but then, you know, more recently, just with Mac Jones, what he did it with Tua as well. I think just that probably gave them the edge in the end. And I think that was probably one of those tipping points for Arch and his family, just seeing exactly what Steve Sarkisian's done directly at the quarterback position. As far as Georgia's concerned, this was probably in their evals. This is where they thought, if we're going to take a quarterback this cycle, you know, Arch Manning's probably the guy we're going to go after. Now, I'm saying that, as you said, we're recording this show just before 4 p.m. Eastern on Thursday. That can definitely change. They might go back and look at their evals and change their mind. As you said, there are other quarterbacks out there they've offered, and you know, there are guys that are committed to other programs. I don't think Kirby Smart to date has signed a quarterback at Georgia that he didn't basically flip from another program. Every quarterback that he signed, he's flipped the commitment at some point to land them. So I don't think, you know, he's a guy that would be, you know, not afraid, but he'd definitely be willing to do that if that's the route he needs to take. Plus, you know, the transfer portal, maybe they go to the transfer portal if they need a guy. But I think at this point, they feel pretty comfortable with what they have on campus. So I think for this cycle, they're going to be fine, you know, moving forward and going into next spring with the quarterbacks they have on campus. You know, Brock Vandegrift's a guy that, you know, a lot of people want to see get an opportunity to play. He's going to, you know, get that chance to compete with Carson Beck for the, you know, the backup quarterback job this year. But we know next spring, those two and Gunnar Stockton, it's going to be just an all-out battle. It was already going to be a battle. Arch Manning just would have made it, you know, a little bit more crowded and possibly cause some movement before spring in the quarterback room. But as of now, that is, I mean, that's the way Georgia looks forward right now are those three guys after this season. When Stetson Bennett completes his last season of eligibility, those are going to be the guys that Georgia rolls with. So I really don't see an impact at quarterback recruiting this cycle. Maybe it makes things a little bit more difficult for Brian McClendon as far as recruiting the wide receiver position this cycle, because, you know, getting a guy like Arch Manning, he's probably going to, you know, try to bring in some top tier wideouts with him. Now that emphasis kind of falls on Brian McClendon and the quarterbacks he already has on the roster to kind of help him showcase what the future for Georgia can be in this passing attack. So I don't think there's really a huge impact for this cycle. But again, I think Arch was one of those guys where if you're going to go all in on a guy, he'd be that guy. Georgia swung, they missed, but I think that's okay. As you said, I think they're going to be fine in recruiting. And I think as far as overall in recruiting, you know, things are going really, really well in that direction. I think, you know, they're going to continue to have really good news the rest of the month of June and the rest of the month of July.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This is Tony Kornheiser's show. I'm Tony. You expected someone else? So what exactly is the show about? I don't know. It's a sports show nominally. Football's over, but we're finally at a point where things matter in college basketball, and baseball season is on deck. Greatest three words in the English language, pitchers and catchers. We have some of the best voices come on and explain what matters or what makes an upset, like Ryan does, 9-8. No, that's not an upset. No, yeah, it is, Bob. And if you're lucky, I might just tell you about my search for discounted sleep pants or my worries about what my dog just ate. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, when you talk about quarterbacks, obviously when you can land, you know, again, the top-rated guy in the 2023 cycle, it just makes life easier. I mean, he can act very much like a Pied Piper. And, you know, like you said, with receivers, who wouldn't, if you're a guy looking and really weighing your options, you can see the appeal of following him. And it'll be really interesting to see how that helps Texas, what they're able to do and what they're able to add. What I'm really interested in is just sort of if we see any change with this quarterback room. I mean, you hit on what I think is the biggest thing, is that there's not an immediate, blowback or issue caused by Arch Hunt joining. You know, you look at the room as it is right now. If we fast forward to 2023, you're going to look at the fact Carson Beck will be a junior. You'll look at Brock Vandegrift being a redshirt sophomore. You'll look at Gunnar Stockton probably being a redshirt freshman. You know, they're not in a bad situation as far as the quarterback goes, but you do got to factor in that, you know, when we get to that point, that the portal is there if somebody decides they want to move on. But at the same time, that could be an option for Georgia if there is movement. Again, shout out Zachary Whitfield saying, could Beck get the start next year now? I really think he probably would have had Arch Manning came in. I mean, there probably would have been a whole lot of fans wanting to see him play right away. But to ask a true freshman to play right away is a lot. I mean, that's asking a whole lot. You know, we've seen Kirby really work through letting these young guys kind of learn the ropes, you know, not throwing them into the fire. And you've got experienced quarterbacks in front of him. So I think, you know, realistically, had he come to Georgia, I feel like at the earliest he might have played, you know, halfway or later on in the season of his freshman year. But, you know, I know he's a talented guy, but that just seems to me to have been asking a lot for him to come in and start right away.
Yeah, and definitely. And I think now it kind of creates a better timetable for Georgia as far as their quarterback recruiting for 2024. I think you bring in a guy like Arch. I don't think there's a lot of 2024 quarterbacks out there who'd be lining up to head to Athens if they knew that, you know, Arch was going to be there for the next two seasons of their eligibility and probably not giving up a lot of snaps once he gets acclimated to the college football. So, I mean, that's the kind of that pivot now is where does Georgia go? They turn that focus to 2024, and they had been recruiting some pretty elite quarterbacks in that cycle while they were recruiting Arch. And I think Now you got you look at the guys that they kind of keyed in on. All three of them are five stars right now in the 2024 class, and I think it goes without saying right now you just look at where things are with players like Vandegrift and Beck, and you know, being in their third and fourth year once these quarterbacks get there, you now have that separation to where there's an opportunity for playing time for one of these guys. And I think, you know, for me, I'm looking at the three guys, Jaden Davis from Charlotte, North Carolina. He's the number three quarterback in the country. I think that, you know, looking at his recruitment, I think Georgia will probably be battling Clemson for him and LSU for him as well. And then you look at Julian Sayin from Carlsbad, California. He's the number two quarterback in the country. I think the battle there is going to be a lot of interlapping schools recruiting these top guys. But I think Alabama, Georgia, and LSU are kind of the schools to watch right now in his recruitment. I think, you know, being a California guy, the SEC has had a lot of success recruiting quarterbacks out of the state of California in recent years, and I think he's going to be one of those guys that looks heavily at the SEC. And then finally, DJ Lagway, the number four quarterback in the country. He's out of Willis, Texas, so it comes as no shock is when I say that I think Texas A&M is going to be a team to watch in his recruitment as far as the competitor for Georgia. But I think those are three quarterbacks that Georgia got on campus this spring. I expect them to be back on campus this fall to watch Georgia play. And I think that's just going to be something to watch this fall, is which one of these guys is Georgia able to reel in for that 2024 cycle. And I think there's a strong chance it could be one of those three guys, because in the end, Georgia is still recruiting at an elite level across the board. I think they're going to bring in a solid class of wide receivers, probably four guys. They're going to be really talented as well. And I think it's going to be really enticing for one of these five-star quarterbacks in the 2024 class. So, again, I think Kirby Smart and you're that coaching staff, you're obviously disappointed with the news today from Arch Manning. But I don't think that, you know, there's any reason for anyone to be worried about the trajectory of this program and the trajectory of quarterback recruiting in general. As you said, they're going to lose a lot of recruiting battles. Every program does. And they're going to find their quarterback for the next cycle, because they've got some guys on campus right now that should help them in 2023 and also help them recruit that 2024 cycle pretty heavily.
Certainly a setback as far as missing out on Arch, but like you said, Kip, they've got a lot of guys they're looking at. And again, it's a pretty deep quarterback room as it stands, especially the fact that they've kept everybody, you know, on board and getting ready for 2022. It's going to be really fascinating just to see what they do going forward, whether they do decide to try to pursue some of these 2023 guys. Like you said, they are no stranger to flipping quarterbacks from other schools. And then again, if they decide they just want to focus on 2024, because there's some really, really talented guys in there as well. Well, let's get ready to wrap this up. We just want to come on and do a quick kind of reaction to the news. Kip, anything else we haven't hit on as far as the Arch news or any other kind of parting thoughts before we get out of here?
No, I just, in the end, it's a credit to Texas and that coaching staff. Obviously, this was a highly, hard fought recruiting battle. And Georgia's coaching staff is filled with elite recruiters. And so, and credit to Sarkisian and that staff, they were able to win out in the end. But I just don't think that this is an indictment of Georgia's quarterback development under Kirby Smart, under Todd Monken. They've recruited elite quarterbacks before, and they're going to continue to do that. It's just a matter of, you know, this particular recruitment, Steve Sarkisian is one of the elite quarterback developers. He's known as that, and that's what won out in the end. And those are important factors. I mean, obviously, you want to be developed at your position regardless of what position it is. It just happens to be the most high-profile position there is. And so there's going to be a lot of attention given to that. Arch Manning, a lot of attention as number one overall prospect. But Georgia is going to be fine. They're going to be more than fine. I think they're going to be in great shape. I don't think there's, you know, any reason for fans to be upset long term. This is just one of those where you just move on. You move on to the other recruits that they're recruiting in this cycle. You move, shift that focus to the other guys, and you try to make sure you can get some elite recruits in at the other positions you're recruiting. And I think Georgia's going to do that. I think the offensive line recruiting and wide receiver recruiting is going to be exceptional this cycle, and that's going to be really enticing to the next quarterback they're able to sign. As of now, I expect that to be a 2024 quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, Georgia went down swinging in this recruitment. And like I said in the column that I wrote earlier, I mean, that's all you really want. You know, obviously, you want to be the guy, the team that lands a guy of Arch Manning's caliber. But they were right there. And I think that they very much made it a difficult decision for Arch, given programs coming off a national championship. And they've got an offense that has shown it can put up points. So like you said, whoever they wind up getting next, they'll have some good options, and it'll be something to keep an eye on, no doubt. Well, off of that, we're just going to get out of here on that. Appreciate everybody kind of listening and tuning in last minute, kind of reacting to that news from earlier today. We'll wrap it up there. Pay attention to Dogs247. We're going to have all kinds of stories keeping up with quarterback news and also just recruiting news in general. What's going to be a busy June and July, no doubt, for Georgia. So we're going to get out of here on that. Thanks again to Kip Adams for coming on with me. I'm Jordan Hill, and until next time, take care.
Go Brave.
To normal.
What's normal?
The Paramount Plus original series, Evil Returns.
We've already hunted werewolves and demons.
And now what? A baby antichrist?
Okie dokie.
Prepare yourself.
You will not beat us.
For the end.
I have visions of hell.
Make it stop. Make it shut up.
You're not gonna survive this.
Evil, the final season. Streaming May 23rd, only on Paramount Plus.